From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nations consider what to do with migrants. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that the U.S. is trying to decide how many refugees from the Middle East and Europe it can take in. Meanwhile, European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker called for EU member states to take in thousands more refugees over the next 2 years. Lisa Bryant has more.
In a forceful and at times emotional speech before the European Parliament in Strasbourg, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker urged countries to open their doors to the tens of thousands of asylum seekers streaming in.
No poems, no rhetorics. Action is what is needed for the time being.
Without naming them, Juncker criticized EU member states that have shunned the newcomers. He said Europe should learn from its history, in which millions of Europeans fled religious and political persecution over the centuries. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Islamist rebels have captured a major airbase from government forces in Syria's northwestern Idlib province. They have expelled President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry confirmed for the first time Wednesday that Russian military experts are in Syria. Three more people have tested positive for Ebola in Sierra Leone. All three come from the same village in the Cambia district, and all are related to a woman who died of the disease last week. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says as president, she would impose penalties on Iran for even small violations of the recent nuclear agreement. She said she would not hesitate to take action militarily if Iran tried to obtain a nuclear weapon. This is VOA News. Nationalist protests erupted across Turkey after Kurdish PKK rebels killed more than 30 members of Turkey's security forces since Sunday. Dorian Jones reports.
An angry mob waving Turkish flags and calling for revenge attacked the headquarters of the pro-Kurdish HDP in Ankara Tuesday night. Two floors were burned and party officials accused police of failing to intervene. Similar attacks on party offices occurred across the country. Local media also reported that elsewhere, Kurdish people and shops were attacked for being Kurdish. HDP leader Selahattin Demirtas accused President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AK party and Turkish intelligence of being behind the violence. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The heads of India's and Pakistan's security forces are due to hold talks aimed at reducing tensions along their disputed Kashmir border. A 16-member delegation of the Pakistan Rangers was welcomed at the border by India's Border Security Force before heading to New Delhi, where the two sides will sit down for discussions starting Thursday. Japanese stocks on Wednesday saw their biggest gain in almost 7 years after Prime Minister Shinzo Abe promised to cut corporate tax rates. Stocks elsewhere in Asia also surged. Britain's Queen Elizabeth made history Wednesday, surpassing her great-great-grandmother to become Britain's longest ruling monarch. The Queen marked the day with a public appearance at the opening of a Scottish rail line. She also plans to host a private dinner at Balmoral Castle in the Scottish Highlands. Passengers and crew aboard a British Airways jet bound for London had a close call when an engine caught fire shortly before taking off from Las Vegas Tuesday. All 172 people on board Flight 2276 safely evacuated the plane. Firefighters extinguished the fire within minutes. Several people were taken to a nearby hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Nigeria's army has hoisted the country's flag in the border town of Gamboru Engala, days after recapturing it from the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. The militants had used the town as a stronghold to launch attacks and kidnappings in Nigeria and Cameroon. Myanmar President Thein Sein has met with ethnic rebel negotiators, urging them to sign a nationwide ceasefire agreement before the country's November general election. Wednesday's meeting in the administrative capital, Naypyidaw, is the first public appearance by the president since the official start of campaigning for the November 8th election. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.